okay, first place on the left, up around, was a grill for the Mackey picnic.
Right.
And when I was a kid, that was a big, big picnic. And
when was it?
Well, 1935, 1936, 1937. People would come back, used to live around there.
In the fall or late summer?
August, or always in August.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And Burton Scott was a sponsor of it a lot. And my father had this great big flag he put down by the store, up hanging across the roads there. And the band would sometimes march up from the store up to the grove and in. And I let them in one year with my pony. Boy, I thought I was a big shot then. Yeah, yeah. We used to have one before that up on Doc Leonard Mountain. They had a huge farmer's picnic, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And they come from around the Horn in Conesville, as well as Bloom Center and Mackey and all over, and they'd have 1,000 people there. I don't think it was sponsored by the doctor. I'm not sure. I can't tell you for sure. Some friends of ours, named Leonard, they tried to get some information out. They live up in Malone. He's passed away since. Mike has, his widow's still there, but I'd have to ask her what they found out. But they went here to Middleburg Library and got a picture of the Doc Leonard house. And then they found out about the picnic, and I did too at the time because I was with them. But to me, the Mackey picnic was the only thing that existed because it was after that, and I was in it. You know. Harrington Road, well, okay, on the left, after the Grove, right after the Grove, there's a left hand called Spencer Street.
Right.
And that had some customers, but I never knew them very well. There was only two or three people that lived on it then. Now there's several people that live on it. A lot of them came up from the city and bought the land. But anyway, just down that a ways was Hager Farm, Morris Hager. The reason this is important, he had two boys, George and Julian. Julian went down in Delaware County, set the world going, got a huge, big farm. His two boys went through Cornell. He was the first farmer in Delaware County to have computers. Well, he sprang on his cows. He sprang right from up there. His father used to come down to my father's store, nearly met a car, and carry his groceries home with a bag over his shoulder. And until his father got a job in Army Depot during the war. And they rode with my father. He worked there.
Dad worked,
yeah. And then he did get interested in around Middleburg and eventually bought down here a farm.
Right.
But he had that farm up there and it was awful good people. They were friends of my father, but they were very poor at the time.
But their granddaughter wrote an article on the Hager farm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And Morris, Julian's father, he couldn't fix anything. The screen door, I remember, went up there and the cat and dog would walk right through the screen. He didn't know how to put a nail with a hammer. But anyway, yeah, first place down. Yeah. And he owned the land. As you start down Spencer Street, he owned all that land, the big maples. He used to have a good maple sap bush there and made quite a lot of syrup.
Okay.
Yeah. And then from there down, you, on the left, you come right just below his place, on the right. On the left is Ely Road, you call it.
And right.
Buster Riggs lived on Ely Road, where Ely was for years. Well, his name was Buster Riggs, and he carried his groceries home in a bag, too, from my father's store. And my father would take them home sometimes. But I never knew. I guess Buster had worked out some. Yeah, but that's about all the only people lived on that road at that time.
So,
okay, then you come to Mrs. Harrington on the right. Anton and Mr. Catherine Harrington.
She's the one
that wrote for the Stanford
right.
Mirror Recorder for years. She had quite a lot of training in writing, and she liked to write. And he has a few Jersey cows there on the place. It was just a brushy farm, more or less, and he had just a couple of little meadows cleared, but they loved their Jersey cows, and she did her writing. That got book poems, one thing and another she wrote. You come to Allen Hill Road, which is where my land is up on the hill, and
that's where your kids are.
Yeah, that's where they're building now. There was nobody. There was different ones lived in the house. My father had, and he had, when I was in high school, he had sometimes someone would live in the house as tenant farmers. But that was the only people on Allen Hill Road.
Right.
No, none of the new places or anything were there then. Now, going on down Harrington Road, you come to Pete Matice farm. Pete Matice was one of the old-timers around. And everybody liked him. Pete and Letty. Letty Matice was his sister. And Pete had a lot of history in his mind. And he'd visit and one thing and another. But he got to where he couldn't do anything. He drove a 29 Chevy, I think it was. And he couldn't do anything. So he had that land. He had this land yet on his farm. And hay wasn't very heavy, but it wouldn't get cut until the farmers got together. Maud Hastings, his husband, Alman, and my father, and Wyckoff sent up a crew, and they have a bee. And one day they cut his white horse hay, and nice day, and rake it up and put it in the barn for him. They did. This was the last bee crew I can remember in the area. That was quite, that was a lot of fun. I'd take my old horse and dump rake and try to keep up with him raking hay, I remember. Yeah.
Who did you say? Your father, Franklin?
And Alman Haskell.
Oh, Alman, okay.
And let's see, some of the Wyckoff help. Harry Wyckoff would send his help up.
The son or the,
no, the old,
the old man?
This right, is a grandfather
right.
of, well, the father of Walter, who was the father of these boys that are there now.
Right.
But he had a very active farm at that time.
Yeah.
And let's see, who else was in that? Maud could tell you. She has a picture of it. Maud does.
Okay.
Of the bee. Of the farmers. She took pictures of him. He didn't have equipment. He didn't, and age, yeah. He was quite feeble. Yeah. And he did take me and another boy fishing when we were kids. He was a great trout fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
But he just didn't have any way of getting his hay cut anymore. And he used to do it with a hand side.
Right.
Go out with a hand side and a hand rake and bring in a little on a wagon. Yeah. Sullivan's lived there for years, but I don't know who's there now. And that's just a little ways before you get to a 90-degree turn where you go on the Maybe Road. Well, if you stay on the hard road, you're on Maybe Road, but Harrington Road does go on down. And then you go by the house where I was born, on the right. Going on down Harrington Road, then there was called the house Schaefer owned it when I was a kid. And that was the house where I was born. He had bought the farm from my father, I think. And he was there for years, just came up from the city. And I think, yeah. And then, going down past that, we cut hay on that farm when I was a kid in high school, and my father did just, you know, get more hay when he was running the farm out far. On the left was Usher. You had a driveway in, and there was always a frog pond there, sort of along the road.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, Otto Bremer lived on it. But Ushers were there when I was a kid, and then Otto Bremer after that.
Right.
Now, Otto Bremer was a brother to Ernest Bremer. And Ernest Bremer lived on down the road, the next place, at the top of Dave Brown Mountain.
Okay.
And it's on the Bremer Road, that's the reason that's named Bremer Road. It's right there at the corner of Dave Brown Mountain and Bremer Road.
Right.
And Ernest's wife was a sister the Faster brothers, Emma, her name was, okay. Emma Bremer. And she had two children. Dorothy comes to our Gilboa Alumni Banquet, I saw her this year. And Ernest Jr., who died. And they were farmers there until Ernest died, I think. The father died, and then young Ernest, he ran a milk, he took canned milk, as long as they still took canned milk. Now, because when I moved up from Preston Hall, I ran the route for him one morning when he was sick, I remember. But anyway, he dropped quite a lot of milk into Manor Hill, canned milk still.
Okay.
And then after that, when that was thrown up and they had to have bulk tanks, he was an electrician. He did quite a lot of wiring for people. That was the Ernest Jr.
Okay.
And then, when he passed on, Dorothy's had married Lewis Kohler from Gilboa and lived up in Voorheesville. The other daughter, the other child, I was mentioning, Dorothy.
Right.
And now, unless they've sold it, her children come there on the place. One or two of the boys. She had three or four boys, I think. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask her. I didn't get a chance to talk to her. But also, then, going on up Bremer Road, the only farm was Faster Brothers, which were brothers to Emma Bremer. And they had come over in Depression, very early Depression times, poor as could be, knew nothing about cows, but asked my Uncle Philip in the garage and my father in the store how to get started in farming. And believe it or not, they were very successful farmers, as good as any on the hill before they got through.
And builders also, though.
No.
I thought they built a house over...
Yes, they did build, you're right. They did build camps.
Ah.
Yeah. They didn't really build big houses.
Right.
But John bought land from my father on Bremer, on Allen Hill Road there, and built three different places, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. My father sold them 40 acres, I think it was, like 37 or 40. Yeah. But that's, then, these roads all connect, you know.
So don't the people.
Yeah. and then on the left, opposite Ernest Bremer's, takes you up to Roy Maurer and Burton Scott Farms, and which are up where the upper reservoir of the Power Authority is now. Yeah.
And the Brown.
And Maurer's, here's the interesting part about it. Roy had two boys and a daughter, or two daughters, too. And right now, his one boy and his brother, no, I'll take it back. Roy had the Eddie Maurer that went to school when I did. And Eddie had these boys that are still the only farmers on the hill now. And they work my land and live that Maybe Road, I mentioned Maybe Road,
yeah.
Off Bremer Road, the only farm down there, and they work a good many acres of land. They go all the way down to Flat Creek working land. That's Ed Maurer, Jr. And he had a Cornell education. And his sister's there on the farm with him, one of them, maybe two of them. And his brother helps him. No, these guys have always been around Mackey there. And they're on the farm we call the Herbie Scott Farm. See, this was Amos's son, Herbert, had that farm before when I was in high school and so on. But that's where Maurer's are now. But going on down the road from the reservoir is Kingsley Street.
Right.
And we had customers, believe it or not, in Mackey's store from Kingsley Street. I haven't gone down Maybe Road yet, but anyway, we're over on Kingsley. But Kingsley, there was Elton Kingsley, was there to, let's see, I think, is she alive, Mrs. Kingsley?
No.
Okay, she's gone to Elton died first. But they sold the land where that campground is. And before that, it was Phil Kingsley. And he was on the left.
Is that Elton's father?
Uncle, I think. Okay. But I'm not sure the relation. I think he was a brother to Louis. Louis was Elton's father. Yeah. Louis was our road commissioner in the town of Yavaw for years and years and years. Didn't no one could beat him. And he had it as long as he wanted it. Yeah.